When the whiteout in Brevik Mission ended, the tiny team left, arriving in Anchorage Saturday afternoon to take the stage that evening in the first ever statewide Inupiaat Spelling Bee. Coach Angie Alston ushered her spellers onto the stage in time to begin the competition at 6 o'clock. Alston took on the coaching of the Brevik Mission spellers for the same reason that Frida Dan created the Yupik Spelling Bee: to help herself, her child, and other children learn their traditional native language.
It helps me with my work and learning to read and write and pronounce and got words and phrases. And then it primes those students to be ready to take the Inupiaat language classes when they get to high school.
Inupiaat language is now a growing part of the curriculum in the Brevik Mission School.
So I've been working with Helen Olana, our elder in Brevik Mission. We've been translating in the Brevik Mission dialect. So the curriculum is not complete. And each year we add a little bit more and a little bit more.
The next word is Dingmun. Dingmun.
Brevik Mission's efforts resulted in the first ever Inupiaat Spelling Bee. And the coach's daughter, a fourth grader, made history, becoming the first person to win an Inupiaat Spelling Bee. Caitlin Alston spelled every single word correctly. That's Inupiaat for getting it right in a spelling bee. Daniel Tuktu came in second, and Kyle Fahey came in third. Frida Dan, the event's organizer, was pleased with the Inupiaat bee and was already looking ahead to the challenges presented by future Inupiaat spelling bees. She says the biggest issue will be dealing with Inupiaat dialects, which she says are more diverse and challenging than Yupik dialects. Pointing to the Inupiaat word for hand, which can sound quite different in all the dialects but is spelled the same, as just one example. There are also different ways of dealing with the alphabet when writing in Inupiaat.
We are fortunate we were just dealing with one dialect this year. We still have an issue with the alphabets. There's four different alphabets, and we'll have to figure that out.
After making history, the Brevik Mission team and coach headed out for dinner while the Yupik spellers got ready for their match.
The word is duty. Duty.
While there were a couple of contenders missing due to COVID, competition in the Yupik Spelling Bee was stiff. Judges needed a tiebreaker to decide third place. That means good in Yupik, making fifth grader Natalie Mike from Stebbins the winner of the tiebreaker, taking third place in this year's statewide Yupik Spelling Bee. Two students from Nunam Ikwa took first and second place, with sixth grader Tira Ignatius in first and seventh grader Winona Camille in second place. For KYUK, this is Johanna Urich.